Hey, what are you doing? Okay, yeah, I can see that you're sitting there in front of a blank screen. Are you gonna type in an address or something? Like, what's going on here? Yeah, so your mom let me up. What's the big deal? Okay, well, like, you haven't been yourself lately, so, you wanna tell me what's going on? What's up? Okay, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, number one. So, come on, spill. Tell me what's going on. Okay, so you're bummed. What's the big deal, dude? You can tell me that. I mean, I don't know why you hold it all inside like you're ashamed of it. I mean, do you remember how I was like, I don't know, I had that whole emo phase thing like a couple years ago? I mean, you stood by me through that. Why do you think that I wouldn't stay by you through this? Okay, maybe it's not an emo phase, but whatever. So, come on, I'm here for you. I'm like your best friend, dude. Yeah, talk to me. Lay it on me. I want to know what's going on. I mean, I'm your friend. I care. And if the least I can do is let you vent to me, then I'm happy to do it. You're lonely. Okay, I get it. Believe me, I do. Look, why don't you shut down the computer and let's have a seat over there. We can put on something on, Netflix or YouTube. Doesn't matter to me. We can watch that anime that you've been wanting to. That's fine. But I kind of brought some stuff with me. I figured, I like chocolate when I'm down, and I mean, I know that you don't have much of a sweet tooth, but I picked up some burgers at that joint that I know that you like, and I even managed to maybe swing by that pasta place. Yeah, they've got this really awesome chicken parm, and you need to try it. It's like to die for. Yeah, so like, all I'm asking is that you let me have at least one piece of the garlic bread that comes with it. And for drinks, I brought some iced tea, so you and I are going to have a night of it. Where I like to sit and cry and watch sad movies and eat a pint of ice cream, we're going to nom some burgers and we'll just talk. Cool. All right. Okay. So you're lonely, and I get that, believe me. I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, there was a while that I thought that, Mark and I were fine, but clearly that wasn't the case. And you know what? Like, yeah, I was really bummed about it at first, but now that I've thought about it, I'm kind of in a better place, Like, I feel like I've dodged a bullet. And I don't know, like, I just think moving forward that I'm gonna put less emphasis on needing to be in a relationship to feel better about myself and focus more on liking who I am for my quirks and my personality and the things that I have to offer to other people. At least that's what my counselor says that I should do. And you know what? I'm kind of inclined to listen to her this time around. I know I can be a real pain in the ass sometimes, but I can listen. I can listen to reason sometimes. Okay, so you're lonely. And you know what? I understand that. Like I said, you just gotta you gotta keep your chin up. I mean, it's such a cliche, but one of the other things that my counselor has said is that, you as much as you shouldn't sit by and wait for things to come to you, when it comes to finding that person, that perfect like yin to your yang type thing, that is an instance in where, you allow the opportunity to manifest if it's going to, but don't put so much emphasis on trying to find someone because all too often we end up falling for the first thing in our path, much like I did with Mark. And find that we're settling when there's something much better suited for us around the corner. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I don't know, but I definitely know that when Mark started showing interest in me, that, you know, yeah, he's not exactly my type. And it really has nothing to do, like, with his looks or anything. It's 100% like his personality. And it just didn't, it wasn't a good fit. And so we'd squabble all the time. But I realized I kind of settled for him and, you know, convinced myself, or I thought that I wouldn't get any better than that. And that's not the case. I just have to wait for the right opportunity to come. And in jumping into that relationship with Mark, it's possible I could have missed that person while I was with him and, you know, missed that opportunity because I was taken. Like, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's just what my counselor says. I don't know if I mean, I kind of get the half of it because I did see it, and maybe the other half is true, but I'm just not going to put so much effort into looking and instead, you know, embrace myself for my characteristics and, you know, different things like that. I don't know what that means, but I don't know if it helps you, but loneliness doesn't have to be, I mean, if you break it down, technically you're not lonely because you have me. You've got your friends from school, you know, you've got your parents, you've got your cousins and whatever. So you're technically not alone. It's just that you're not finding the kind of companionship that you want, right? So in the case of loneliness, you need to recognize that you're not lonely. You're being lonely by choice. Like, you know what I mean? So, because you do have people that you can call. You could have called me. I came over today unannounced and brought you snacks and things to make you feel better, to try to cheer you up. You could have called me. You are not lacking in friends. You're not lacking in companionship. You're looking for a certain kind of relationship. You're looking for something more intimate. And hey, I mean, sure, I mean, sexual, whatever. That there's nothing wrong with that. But to change the mindset, as my counselor would say, is break it down. Technically, you're not lonely. You're just not, you want a different kind of relationship. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. Like, at the end of the day, if you want to be in a special relationship with someone, you know, you have to wait for that to happen. But in the meantime, though, like, you have me, you've got, like I said, your cousins, you've got your family, you've got your friends from school, and we all care about you very much. And I love you to pieces. Like, you know, you're like my brother. I mean, I know that we kind of thought maybe we'd have something back in high school, but, you know, I think we're just better suited as friends. But I think in this case, you know, it wouldn't be too bad for friends to cuddle. I do know what it feels like to, you know, be touch starved and want somebody to touch you kindly and, you know, hug you and make you feel cared for. So finish up your burger and then put on your anime finally, and I'll stop talking at you and we can just chill. Okay? All right. So what is this anime again? Oh gosh, you're nice and warm. I'm just gonna snuggle right in here. Can I? Is that cool if I just press against you and lean into the curve of your arm? Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, the intro's awesome. I like the music. It's also drawn very well. Interesting. Okay. You smell good today. I was not implying that you don't ever not smell good. Come on. Can I not just give you a compliment? Let me make you feel better. Fuck. Fine. Okay. You like how I smell? Yeah, it's my coconut shampoo and conditioner. Give me your hand. I just, you know, I want to hold it for a little bit and just give you some squeezes, maybe run my fingers over the back of your hand. I love it when you tighten your arm around me like that. It's so warm, so comforting, and so peaceful. Do you remember when we were like really, really young and our parents would find us curled up together in a heap and just like snuggled right into one another? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same now. You just feel so comforting to me. You're like, I don't know, I want to say it's like home. It's like that favorite comfy pair of slippers that you don't want to get rid of, or that old, you know, toy that's ripped to shreds and it's missing stuffing and it's threadbare and God knows you should probably just toss it because, you know, it's that old, but it's a comfort thing. And I'm here for you. Yes, you can run your fingers through my hair. That's totally fine. Friends can be close like this. There's nothing wrong. And I don't mind doing it. I'm touch-starved too. That feels so nice. Okay, let me snuggle in here. You know, and the best part of it is because I've known you for so long, I see all the best parts of you. And I know that you have so much to offer somebody and that you could make a girl really lucky. I mean, she'd be lucky to have you is what I mean, because I know that you would treat her so good, like a queen. And, you know, honestly, some of your best qualities are the things that, you know, a lot of girls look for. They look for that loyalty and that person that they can be a confidant to and in turn have them be a confidant in return. And, you know, like, that was something else. Oh, can you itch right there, please? It's so itchy all of a sudden. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, right there, right there, right there. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. What was I saying? Oh, shoot. I lost my train of thought. But anyway, that's some of the qualities that, you know, girls are looking for. They want that security. They want that loyalty. They want somebody who's kind and understanding and empathetic. And those are all of your best qualities. You are empathetic. You are loyal to a fault. You're honest. You're supportive. Like, how many times have you supported me through things that you probably shouldn't have? Like, it would have been kinder to me to tell me I'm being stupid. But no, you've watched me do it. And then you're there to pick up the pieces after I crash and burn. So, yeah. I think if you stop worrying so much about when you're going to meet someone, that you might find that they're closer than you realize. You may meet them tomorrow. You may meet them in a month. I don't know. What are some of your hobbies that, you know, I don't know about? I know most of them, obviously, because, you know, we've been friends forever. But is there something that you could do that's in like a club somewhere? Or is there an interest group? I mean, how do you think, like, people meet each other in the wild? Like, in real life, I mean, you know, like, it's cooking classes or, you know, in a bookstore reading or, you know, at a coffee shop having coffee. I know you're not much of a, you know, bar hopper, and neither am I. Like, and I wouldn't suggest that that's a really good, reliable place to find people in anyway. But, you know, we've been all cooped up in here for the majority of the pandemic, and now that things are starting to calm down, wouldn't hurt to, like, you know, go and explore. You might meet somebody with a like-minded hobby. You just never know unless you look. You know what? I'm sorry. Okay, I can't help it. I know that you're hurting and I know that you're sad, and I want to do my best to make you feel better. That's what a friend does. So shut up, hug me tight, and let me kiss you on the cheek, and let's watch our show, okay? I'm not going anywhere, so we could fall asleep like this, and I mean, your mom trusts both of us, so I don't think it'd get you into trouble. But yeah, just relax. I'm here. I'm your friend. You can tell me anything. And, you know, you can be sad. It's okay to be sad, but I'm here to kick your ass and tell you that you deserve far much more than what you think you do. Hey, it's okay. It's fine, really. Just, you know, relax. No, it doesn't have to mean anything. I know that we're just friends, and I would never want to do anything that would jeopardize that. I'm just here for you. I care about you. So just lay your head on my chest and let me stroke your hair. Listen to my heartbeat, how strong and sure it is. I'm very confident. Confident in that you're strong enough and that you can get through this. Whether you accept help begrudgingly or not, people care about you. Yeah, that's it. I can feel the tension coming out of your shoulders. Yeah, you can wrap your hand around my waist. That's totally fine, babe. You don't have to say anything. It's not awkward. I'm glad I can do this for you. Sometimes it's just nice to have a warm and comforting touch. Not expecting anything in return. So we'll just sit here for a bit. Let me brush those stray hairs behind your ears. Stroke my fingers to your scalp. Gently massaging. My fingertips so light and comforting. My other hand strokes your shoulder. Sliding up and down. Gently pressing my fingertips into the tough skin. Freeing the knots in the muscle. I'd do anything if it meant making you feel just a little bit better. Absolutely. Yeah, you like that? Feels nice, right? You can do that. It's very comforting. I like being touched too. Sure, you can run your fingers in circles on my back. I don't mind. That feels nice. You're very tense in your shoulders. I'm just trying to gently work out those knots. Slow, gentle circles, but firm with the pressure. My light scratching of my fingernails through your hair, massaging your scalp. It's so warm and so soft beneath you. I'm so warm and soft beneath you. Like clutching a fluffy teddy bear or a body pillow. Despite the fact that I'm so short and so tiny. It's like a full body hug, full body caress. Yeah, it is nice. I enjoy this. Does that tickle when I run my fingers over the curve of your ear? Okay. I'll stop. I'm not trying to tease you. I'm just, you know, trying to make you feel better. Yeah, I can rub your back. I'll just stroke up and down. Oh, so gently. You know, you can talk to me about anything. Or you can just hold me. And we can just hug. Yeah. I'm glad I can do that for you, hun. I know I hate seeing you like this too. Yeah, just relax against me. Listen to my heartbeat. And just let me rub your back. Yeah. Ooh, squeeze into a nice hug. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. I'm just gonna rest my chin on the top of your head. And just hum softly while we comfort each other.